Now, adjust the volume control so that the sound can be heard in all parts of the room.
This is the Protect Your Assets podcast.
Mr. Sandman,
you get the idea?
Bring me a dream.
It's on the internet.
Make him the cutest that I've ever seen.
Go on.
Give him two lips like...
It's like no cheese I've ever tasted.
And tell him that his lonesome
life's the Sandman.
Over, Sandman.
The 100 Days of Darkness. Well, that sounds pretty scary. What am I talking about? Well, if you're going to retire soon, then you're going to want to pay close attention, because the 100 Days of Darkness is going to affect you. People around here, they call me the Sandman. You hear the jingle? And that's because I help my listeners sleep well at night by answering their most troubled legal, financial, or tax questions. But anyway, let's talk about this 100 Days of Darkness. What is that? Well, I'm referring to the following, and I'm going to back up a minute. The 100 Days of Darkness is a phrase that people use to describe the first 100 days you go through when you bring a newborn baby home from the hospital. And I fondly think of my friends in Southern California, Nico and Charlie, who are going through this right now. In fact, I see Nico periodically, and he didn't look so good. And it's coined that for those brand new parents who bring their first child home. And if you really want to understand it more, Google this: scary mommy, 100 days of darkness. All right, Google it. Scary mommy, 100 days of darkness. And read the popular blog article, because if you're a parent, just think back to those first 100 days with your firstborn baby, and you know what I mean. All kind of anxiety we felt, helplessness, sleep deprivation. Again, I'm thinking of Nico and his funny face. All of it, right? And the worst part about it wasn't all that. The worst part was just how unprepared my wife and I really were. And I hate to break it to you, but those first 100 days of retirement are going to be similar in the same kind of ways. The excitement, the anticipation of having a baby, and that target retirement date, it's real. Think about it. You wait 9 whole months to meet your child, and those 9 months feel like an eternity. In retirement, you've worked and waited and anticipated 30, 45 years potentially. Just had someone this past week. 45 years. Regardless, the feeling is similar. It's extremely easy to paint a picture of what the experience is going to be like when you finally get there. But unfortunately, it usually doesn't turn out to be that way. So do yourself a favor. Keep it right here for the entire show as we explore the ins and outs of the first 100 days of retirement, because you don't know what you don't know. It's going to be a great show. Keep it right here. Now, let's get started. Well, another fantastic week on Wall Street. Not. We had the Fitch downgrade the U.S. government. And the market didn't like it very much. The Dow Jones was down 1.1% on the week. S&P off 2.3%. NASDAQ almost off 3%, finishing down 2.8%. The international index, what the heck happened there? Down 3.3%. The 10-year treasury slightly up. Oil had a nice little rally this week. Continues to show the price of oil and fuel and inflation up 2.5%, closing at $82.62 a barrel. We are positive on the year now, almost 3%. And bonds year to date up 0.7, so not much going on there. And I got a question this week, and it really kind of tied it all together. And this came from Joanne in Mill Valley. She asked me, hey, why did stocks drop Wednesday? Now, think back to Wednesday. Stocks suffered their worst drop in months. And the reason that was cited in the press was the downgrade of the U.S. government, their debt specifically, by Fitch. Fitch, as you know, is a ratings organization. But I don't think that's why that happened. And I've been saying this now for weeks. The reason is valuation. As we have said, above 4,500 on the S&P 500, the S&P 500 is pricing in nothing bad happening. It's the opposite of the start of this year. Remember, we were talking about the Fed continuing to raise rates and some bad things happening, like a recession. And you may remember when that press was out there, when the S&P 500 was pricing in nothing good happening, it wasn't at these levels. So the high valuation leaves this market right now vulnerable to surprises like these errant type headlines that happen. And like we saw last Friday, we talked about this last weekend. Remember the Bank of Japan's surprise and minuscule increase in their 10-year JGBs? And just like we saw with Fitch this Wednesday, it was relatively unimpactful, but the market reacted. And again, it's because of this unfortunate news that comes out. What does it mean? Now, Jamie Dimon, who runs Chase, he called it ridiculous, quote. And he says, quote, it doesn't really matter. And the problems that the Fitch analysts cited about the dysfunction in the U.S. government, well, that's not untrue, is it? I mean, we all know that. But it's not all that different from the past, and it's not a reason to downgrade the U.S. government debt, especially in light of the U.S. economy and how strong it's been. And I thought this morning what I would do is compare that situation that we're seeing now and living through to 2011. Because you may remember when the U.S., again, the U.S. government, lost its AAA rating from Standard & Poor's. This was over 10 years ago. It doesn't seem like it, but it was. And that decision has not changed. And when it happened, you may remember, the S&P 500 went down 4.8% in a day on August 4th. And then another 6.5%. On August 8th, stocks were volatile over the following 2 months from that decision. And counterintuitively, investors moved more bonds and more into bonds and the U.S. dollar as a safe haven against more uncertainty. So last week, when we saw the market reaction to the Fitch downgrade, wasn't as bad, if you think about it in terms of the previous time it happened. So again, Joanne asked me why. Good question. Well, I'm going to say that because investors had gone through this sort of an event back in 2011, it wasn't the first time that it ever happened, so that helped. But I'm also going to say that there's some big differences in the economic landscape that we're in right now compared to back then as well. You may remember that there was a standoff in Congress at that time as far as the debt limit. So that was going on at that time. We're not having that same situation right now. It's been at least kicked down the road a little bit longer, of course, because we've got a big election coming up. You've got investor sentiment right now, fairly strong. You may remember back then, it was pretty fragile. And that was because we still had pretty strong memories of that global financial crisis from 2008. We had economic growth at that time that was frankly anemic, whereas right now it's not. We had unemployment back then at 9%. And right now, as you know, it's about 3.5%, historic lows. So it's a different environment. And because of that, I don't think, Joanne, that you have much to worry about at this moment, but it doesn't mean that you shouldn't be concerned overall about more volatility. Because the rally that we've had so far this year has stretched where we are. So what does that mean? Well, Treasury yields right now, this is interesting. You look at the 2-year and you look at the 10-year. And I'm going to say that from now through early 2024, I think the Treasury yields are going to stay right about where they are now. They may move a little bit, but not much. And here's why I say that. If you look back over the last 40 years, okay, Treasury yields have always declined 6 months after the last Fed rate hike. So going back to 1984, the 2-year changed 2.2%, and the 10-year changed 1% when you look at that same sort of situation where the Fed stopped raising rates. You look at 1987, 89, 95, 2000, 2006, 2018. That's what we looked at. Again, this was a source fact set. The average change in the 2-year yield was down 1.2%. And the return on long duration bonds, get this, was up 12.2%. So why am I saying all this morning? Here's why. Here's what I want you to pay attention to. In my view, I think between now and the end of the year, because that's what a lot of people are asking me, where's the market going to finish the end of this year? What should I be doing right now? And last week, I went into this. So if you missed this market segment last week, go back, listen to the podcast, listen to what I told you to do at that point, what was happening. Because again, I'm going to repeat myself. We had a very good conversation this week with a client about what I'm about to tell you. I see more volatility coming. And I think now, just like I said last week, is the time to diversify into the lagging sectors in the stock market. These have lower valuations right now, lower, less to lose when things don't go right. I think you should dollar cost average into this market right now. Again, into the sectors I'm talking about. And I also think on the fixed income side of your portfolio, you need to barbell your approach. And the reason I'm saying that is because of the data I just gave you on the short end and the long end. So on the short end, you want to buy, say, you know, 1 to 2 year. And then if you view a barbell, like when you lift a weight, you put your hand on the bar, right? And on each side of the bar, there's a weight, right? It's a barbell. So imagine that. So on the left side, you've got your 2 year, 1 to 2 year. And on the right side, you've got your 10 to 15 to 20 year, depending on what you can tolerate there. Okay. And at the moment, that is the approach I think you should be using when it comes to your fixed income because of the statistic that we just talked about, which looks fairly interesting. What does having a baby have to do with your retirement? Well, you're going to be amazed at the answer. It is coming up next. Keep it right here. You're listening to The Sandman on the Protect Your Assets Radio Network.
Take the first step toward reaching your financial goals and get the information that can help you live a confident retirement. That first step is going to pyaevents.com and signing up for our next free event. That's pyaevents.com. Now, back to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander, The Sandman.
Welcome back. I am David Hollander, also known as The Sandman around here. And that's because I help my listeners sleep well at night by answering their most troubled legal, tax, or financial questions. We're talking about the 100 days of darkness. And I know that sounds scary, but what am I talking about? Well, if you are retiring soon or you just recently retired, then chances are you are going to want to pay close attention because the 100 days of darkness is going to affect you. So there's stages to this. The first, I'm going to call stage one, we're going to call the buildup. And this concept of 100 days of darkness and the struggle the parents of a newborn baby go through is totally fitting to compare to the experience from start to finish for someone who is newly retired. And That is because it's not only the first 100 days that are similar, but really all of it. And that's the event of having the baby and comparing it to your last day of work and or your first day of retirement. The crazy anticipation over a 9-month period as you prepare and plan and wait for your bundle of joy, compared to the years of anticipation as your target retirement date draws near. And then subsequently, the 100 days of darkness that ensues where reality sets in. All of it. So let's start with what I call stage one, or the buildup. The buildup to having that first baby is all about hesitancy and uncertainty in those early days, followed by extreme nesting, and finished off with extreme excitement and anticipation. And I have seen this most recently by my friends Charlie and Nico, who just went through this, and it's crazy. In the first few months, you start asking yourself things like, are we ready to become parents? Can we afford to do this? Do we really know what we're doing? Should we be taking classes or educating ourselves somehow? What if this doesn't work out? Aren't those all of the same questions you start to ask yourself when you can start to envision retiring in the next few years? It's weird. They're the same questions. Think about it. Do we have enough money to do this? Will we be okay? Do we know what we are going to do once we retire? Is there some sort of a class or education we can get? Or should we be looking to hire a financial advisor? Well, once those beginning stages of the buildup pass, then you transition into, I'll call, extreme nesting mode. And then I think about my friend Matt, who runs around the backyard cleaning everything up and putting it in order. Because expecting mothers, you start to think about getting the baby's room ready, finishing off those projects around the house. You make those goodwill trips. You even start getting the furniture out. Well, for the pre-retiree, it's similar. You start taking inventory of your financial accounts. You may start looking at your monthly income needs, your budget. You even may start interviewing an advisor because you've been doing it all these years by yourself. Or you might attend a class at a local college or even go to a dinner or an event talking about financial information. And lastly, the anticipation and excitement which start to set in. Because you've got everything done. You feel prepared. Whether you are ready or not, that day is coming. And once it comes, there is no going back. So it's time to just hang in there and meet that baby or work the remaining days out. Then what do you do? Well, first, as I've been talking about, you have to get prepared. And I know that these things that we're chatting about this morning, or maybe even been thinking about at night, right? You wake up at 2 in the morning, you start thinking about it. You can't go back to sleep. It's now 3:30 in the morning. You finally doze off around 4, and now you're waking up to me. Listen to this, right? I know. So what do you do? Well, here's what you can do. You can pick up the phone right now. And you can get more educated about what your options are. Many of the folks who listen to this show or who attend one of our workshops during which we discuss things like healthcare and retirement, tax reduction strategies right now that the law is about to change. How do you create more income that you can never, you heard me say that, never outlive? It's a lot to digest at one time. But we find that people who leave either our workshop or our office have a better appreciation for the importance of getting things in order and that it helps. Because if you think about it, Taxes are one of the most overlooked things when it comes to your retirement. So usually I ask people to talk to our superwoman tax person in this office, Natasha, and to read our book, Protect Your Assets, prior to coming in. And that's just the start, because as we go through the retirement planning process, if they take the time to read the book and meet with Natasha, then that tells me they're serious about building a comprehensive plan. So it really does help them understand why I talk about certain things, and they ask better questions. And they have more confidence in the plan when they see how all these different pieces are going to work together. So look, I'm a big proponent of educating yourself. In fact, that's what our on-track retirement review is about, getting you prepared, educating yourself. So like some of our other radio show fans have done over the years, you've probably meant to give us a call. I know it's a high priority, but there's a lot of things that get in the way. And right now is no exception. But if you're like that new parent expecting a baby and you're in the 100 days right now, or it's coming upon you, why wait? You can pick up the phone right now, talk to us, 866-PROTECT. We can set up that complimentary review. It's painless. It's easy. We do the heavy lifting for you. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to open the phone lines up right now. Here we go. Wow, that hurt. 866-PROTECT. Did you hear that? 866-PROTECT. Give us a call. Talk to Cam. Phil, they're sitting there right now. Give them something to do. 866-PROTECT. You've got no excuse. Coming up next, it's time for our popular They Say segment, where they say turning on monthly income is like changing diapers. Well, I just changed a diaper. Is that true? Find out. You're listening to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander. That's me. We'll be right back.
Take the first step toward reaching your financial goals and get the information that can help you live a confident retirement. That first step is going to pyaevents.com and signing up for our next free event. That's pyaevents.com. Now back to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander, the Sandman.
Welcome back. Welcome back to Protect Your Assets. I am David Hollander, also known as the Sandman. And today we're talking about the 100 days of darkness. Sounds scary, doesn't it? No, I'm not talking about Halloween. I'm talking about the days you're going to experience after you retire. And these 100 days of darkness are also similar to when you bring your baby home. And the similarities between the two are pretty striking. Now it's time for one of our fan favorite parts of the show, our They Say segment, where we debunk common myths, half-truths, and sometimes just bad advice that they say.
Who are they? What do they know that I don't? And what are they saying this week? Here's David Hollander, the Sandman's answer.
All I know is that I don't okay, so here's one they say. Many say that once you retire, creating income off your investments is as simple as changing diapers. Well, is that true? Well, let me read to you a story about a new mom. How old is your baby? Asked a woman not much older than 32. As I tossed 4 bars of chocolate into my grocery cart, 2 of which would be my reward for getting the baby to sleep that afternoon. Almost 3 months. Again, I'm quoting the author here. I responded, blinking in the harsh light and quickly rubbing my eyes to check for crust after remembering I hadn't looked in the mirror before leaving the house. Again. It wasn't until someone spoke to me in public that I realized that in rushing around like a lunatic getting the baby ready, I didn't even give myself a once-over. The woman nodded sagely and said, "Ah, you're still in the 100 days of darkness," before commenting on how cute my baby is. 100 days of darkness. If you've had a baby, you can relate to the above story. How easy was it for you to change your baby's diapers when you're a zombie? So, if you're retiring soon or just recently retired, you are going to want to pay close attention because it's highly likely that the 100 days of darkness will affect you. So, previously, we were talking about stage one, and now I'm going the buildup, and now I'm going to get into the event. We'll call this stage two, sort of like the rocket launching in the air and stages are falling apart as you hurdle your way to the moon. We're in stage two now. The event. The actual event occurs. And boy, is it magical and scary, intense and gratifying and life-changing at the same time. Yes, I am talking about having a baby. The actual act of labor. Not that I would know. I've been through it. I've experienced it twice, but I didn't have to physically go through it, although it felt physical in some respects, especially as my wife was squeezing my hand, crushing it. I still love her. Anyway, and I am also talking about working your last day and waking up the following Monday. And instead of showering and driving into work, you do whatever you feel like doing. The actual event of retiring is a lot like what climbing Mount Everest would be like. It's a journey, and it's a tough task. It would be quite the accomplishment to climb Mount Everest successfully, just like it is to work long enough and save long enough to actually feel confident that you can retire and make it all the way through. Did you know that the vast majority of people that die climbing Mount Everest actually die on the way down? Translation, it's actually easier to climb the summit of Mount Everest than it is to go down the other side. In my opinion, in my experience, it's easier to save and stash money away on your way to retirement all those years, the act of climbing up the mountain, in my analogy, than it is to retire and live during retirement or descend that mountain. And so back we are at the event, the physical act of working your last day and the jubilation that most people feel and have as they exit the workforce and enter retirement. It's what a lot of people do. They work their entire lifetime for a dream that could be a very long time. And the point that I'm trying to make is that it might seem like you've made it once you get there, but you cannot forget that you still have to go down the mountain. And in retirement, that means that you have to make your money and your assets last as long as you do. You have to protect them. Because no one, and I mean no one, wants to run out of money before they die. And that's exactly where things get tricky. Going down on the other side, you simply save as much as you can. You invest as much as you can. You may have invested aggressively, and you're disciplined about it, and you wait. Seems simple, but when you retire, the script flips on you because everything gets so hard. Instead of saving money, you're now spending money. Instead of investing aggressively and not paying attention to the market, you are investing cautiously because you don't want to lose anything. And for a lot of people, it's not until they physically retire and they're starting their 100 days of darkness that they realize and experience this emotion, which is fear. Let's talk about stage three, the 100 days of darkness. They begin If you've had children, think back to your first child and those first 100 days. For my wife and I, it was pretty stressful. Every sound that baby made, every squeak, cough, movement that we heard through our radio, whatever that thing's called. Now they have monitors. My little buddy Nico, I keep talking about. I mean, this guy's got like something on his watch. Can talk to his kid even though he's at work. See what they're doing. It's unbelievable what they have these days. Anyway, it's terrifying. Still for them, even though they have all these gadgets and these really unbelievable things today. I mean, you wouldn't believe it. But anyway, they're still freaked out. And I remember thinking as we pulled away from the hospital with our two-day-old daughter strapped tightly into the car seat, they are really just going to let us take this baby home with us? And this is where I might lose you with my comparison of having a baby to retirement, but hear me out for a minute here. During those first 100 days as a new parent, you're sleep deprived. You are filled with anxiety and fear. You tend to lose a sense of self and purpose as the days blend together. You might see your relationship with your spouse suffer a bit. You lose your daily routine overnight and you are forced to develop a new one simultaneously. And the biggest point I want to make here is that before you had the baby, you really didn't think it was going to be that hard, nor did you expect any of what is happening to happen. Retiring really isn't that different. Because during those first 100 days as a new retiree, you will lose your daily routine overnight. You are forced to reevaluate your investment strategy and change the way you think about money. You may see relationships, coworkers, colleagues evaporate or suffer. You may see your significant other way more often than you used to, and that may take some getting used to. You may very well be filled with anxiety and fear about how things might transpire. And like it was with the baby, you really thought moving into retirement that it was going to be a lot easier than that, right? Well, how could you have come to expect that those first 100 days or months were going to be so difficult and outside of your expectations? The good news? We have a solution for you that might very well help you eliminate some of the issue. And it may sound simple, but it's called a written electronic that you can access anytime you want roadmap. It's crazy to think about, but the amount of people that I meet on a weekly basis here in my office, which we have several of them around the Bay Area, and I find myself showing up in all of them now. But the people that we meet or I talk to who are planning on retiring and think they have a financial plan, but they really don't. That number is staggering. So I want you to ask yourself a question with all seriousness right now. Is my coach, my advisor, whatever you want to call that person, showing you how to navigate through these types of decisions? And if not, why not? The real question you need to answer is how much income will your retirement produce each and every month reliably and tax efficiently for the rest of your life? If you can't answer that question, if you don't have a number, then you're fooling yourself. According to Nobelist Professor Merton of MIT, you need to be thinking about that question right now while you're still working. Because you see, retirement income planning is entirely different than financial planning for retirement. And according to Professor Merton, the advice that got you to this point isn't the type of advice that will get you through retirement successfully. It's like a college team trying to play against the Giants. Yeah, right. Coming to my office for a complimentary meeting could change the next 40 years of your life. Think about that. If you're tired of working, you're married, and you're in your 50s, then statistically, one of you will live another 40 years. Don't you think spending an hour with my team is worth 40 years of less stress? Really? Stop worrying about money. We have the best coffee in the Bay. You heard me just say that. The best coffee in the Bay. We have free parking. We have a very friendly staff who will greet you when you arrive. And best of all, we have offices here in the Bay Area. We're not in some planet out in Des Moines. So you have no excuse. Pick up the phone. Call me now. 866-PROTECT. 866-776-8328. It's your money. Find out what it can do for you each and every month moving forward in retirement. 866-PROTECT. Protect what you've worked so hard for. Coming up next on Protect Your Assets, what are the five essential components that every plan should have right now as you enter retirement? We're going to go over it in the next segment. You are listening to the Protect Your Assets Show with David Hollander. That's me. We'll be right back.
If you missed any of Protect Your Assets with David Hollander, all you have to do is go to pyaradio.com where you can download or listen to our latest shows for free. Just go to pyaradio.com on your computer or mobile device when it's most convenient for you. That's pyaradio.com. Now back to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander, the Sandman.
Welcome back. I am David Hollander, also known as the Sandman around here. And that's because I help you sleep well at night by answering your most troubled legal, tax, or financial questions. And that's because we are different. We have financial advisors, tax professionals, and estate planning attorneys in our firm. We all work together as one group, and we have a lot of fun together. So we have been talking this morning about the 100 days of darkness. Now, if you are retiring soon or you just recently retired, you are going to want to pay close attention because the 100 days of darkness is going to affect you. Last segment, we were talking about the best way to prepare for this event is to have a written financial plan that's specific to you. But what does that really mean? Do you have a well-written plan that covers all the details? Well, here are five things that your plan should cover. You may want to write these down. First, the investment component. This is what everyone wants to focus on, and it's important. Don't get me wrong. Having the right investments for what you want your money to do is a big deal. So you need to make sure your plan matches the right investment vehicles to accomplish your goal. Second, the social component. This is all about how you are going to spend your time when you retire. What are you going to do? What's it going to cost you to do that? You have to set aside time to develop a social life idea so that you are prepared for the every day is Saturday concept. Third, the income component. The income component is what drives both the investment and social components. Make no bones about it, retirement and confidence during retirement is all about having paychecks that are coming in each and every month that are consistent, reliable, and that pay you enough to support your lifestyle no matter what the government's doing or what the market's doing. You need to have the right investments to make sure your income is reliable. And you need to know how much income you're going to need to live your life that you want to live. Fourth, the estate component. Many people overlook this, but don't. Don't overlook the basic legal documents like a trust or a power of attorney. Make sure that your family members can mourn your death, not the mess you left them when you kicked the bucket. you want your money going to your loved ones, not to the government, then make sure you have this buttoned up now. Fifth, the health component. Last, don't forget about health. You have to plan for that. I'm specifically talking about long-term care, like catastrophic illness or a nursing home. No one wants to talk about it, but it could very well happen to you or your spouse. So make sure you've got a plan for that and your family knows what you want to do. Don't just drop that on them. Picture a day when you don't have to worry about money, taxes, or what you're going to do with your health care anymore. Picture a day when you're standing on a deck looking at the Mediterranean and trying to decide, should you have rosé or an Aperol spritz? Suddenly, your wife catches your eye and thanks you for making it happen. Picture a day when you can relax, travel, and do all the things you've been dreaming about doing for so long. It all starts with a conversation. So find out what you're missing out on by picking up the phone right now and dialing this number, 866-776-8328. Again, the number, 866-PROTECT, because remember, we are the only team with our experience that has estate planning, tax, and wealth management under one roof that you can afford. Pick up the phone, call 866-PROTECT right now. I'd like to give a big thanks to the Protect Your Assets team for putting together a great show today. Executive producer, network manager, Kevin Renfer, and of course, all my fabulous producers back there doing all the hard work today. Raph, Phil, Cam, thanks guys, because without my team, I'm just another pretty voice on the radio. You have been listening to the Protect Your Assets show. I am David Hollander, the Sandman. Go out and make the rest of your life the best of your life.
Investment advisory services are offered through Liberty Wealth Management, a registered investment advisor. This podcast is for informational purposes only and should not be relied upon as a basis for investment decisions. The strategies mentioned are not suitable for everyone. The information expressed does not consider your specific situation or objectives and may not be appropriate for all investors. Past performance is not indicative of future results. To better understand the risk associated with investing and how it reacts to different market conditions, listeners should always consult with their qualified investment professionals, financial advisors, legal or tax specialists, and conduct their due diligence before making any financial decisions or taking any action. The legal information provided on the air is not intended to substitute for callers hiring their lawyers to advise them about personal legal matters. Investments involve risk and, unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Liberty Group LLC paid for the following program, and the host's views and opinions do not represent those of the station or its ownership. California Life Agent number 048569. Persons engaging the services of one affiliate of Liberty Group LLC companies should be aware that each company is operated separately. You're listening to the Protect Your Assets Radio Network.